Westlock. Well wishes, laughter and even a mic drop marked the final town of Westlock Council meeting for Clem Fannion, David Truckee and John Shoemaker. And while Fannion, 21 years, Truckee, 17 years, and Shoemaker, 8 years, all previously announced their retirement, there are no guarantees for incumbents Curtis Snell, 8 years, Mortaza Jamali, 6 years, and Randy Wold, 4 years, who have been joined by 5 other men and women seeking the 6 open council seats. Only Mayor Ralph Larriger has assured his seat at the head of the council table as he faced no challengers and has been acclaimed for a 3rd, 4-year term. We've been a tight group and I can't even begin to express my gratitude to everyone in this room on how it's gone, so I won't even try. We've had good times, great times, sad times and hard times, said Larriger at Council's September 27 meeting, the final one before the October 18 election. But I find now with an election looming that I'm really looking forward to the next iteration of Council and building a strong team. We're going to face hard challenges right from the get-go as all communities will. But I'm excited and am looking forward to it. Shoemaker, who gave kudos to administration, department heads and even the media, said he's enjoyed serving. I'll miss you guys. We had a good run and I feel we did our best over the last 8 years during some very difficult times, said Shoemaker, who singled out finance director Julia Seppala and municipal clerk Annette Boissonneau for their service. Thank all the employees in your departments for their hard work over the years on behalf of the town. They don't get the thanks and recognition they deserve from the general public. And while Fannion also thanked council and admin, who he called the strongest he's worked with in his 2-decade municipal political career, he also said he's most proud of the progress they've made with Westlock County over the past 2 terms. It has been real and it has been fun. And it has been fun more often than not. All the councils and mayors I've served with have all had strengths and of course weakness. But out of all of them this has been the strongest council. We have strong leadership and strong members, said Fannion. And during all the years I was on council my biggest hope was that we could erase the lines between the town and the county to get along. I think we've taken great strides in the last 8 years to get that done and hopefully it continues. Jamali went on to say that although councillors didn't always agree, they were able to come to consensus and push forward for the betterment of the community. John, I can't think of one person that I disagree with more, but also respect as much as I do. Thank you for everything you've done, said Jamali. We've disagreed on a lot of items, but we've always been able to shake hands at the end of it and I've always appreciated that. You'll be missed. Jamali also said Truckee's knowledge on council will be missed, while Wold chimed in, and the Dilly Bars. Truckee made the motion to accept the council reports then pretended his battery was failing on his tablet and dropped out of the Zoom meeting. He quickly rejoined the meeting to laughter from his fellow councillors as he explained that previously he had to attend a meeting electronically when it was very new and it wasn't so smooth and batteries weren't what they are today and it ended abruptly. So here we are today at the end of the 8 years and unfortunately I had to attend electronically tonight so I could not resist that there could be battery trouble yet again, he said to laughs. Jamali also gave a special shout to Fannion, who is now running for the Evergreen Catholic seat in town. That night Larriger informed council that Fannion will be receiving a 2021 Alberta Urban Municipalities Association's Distinguished Service Award which will be handed out November 18th. Fannion was nominated for the honor by council back in June. You've been here for the right reasons and always been forward-looking. I respect the wisdom that I've gained from you over the years and appreciate all you've done for your community, said Jamali. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.